Everybody, and welcome to a typical evening in Atlanta. So for those of my NFL partners that will one day vote for a Super Bowl, this is normal weather in Atlanta, so even in February. So tonight, we are definitely a step closer to a collective vision becoming a reality. The official groundbreaking for the new stadium. The new stadium we're celebrating tonight would not have been possible without all of the partnerships and the relationships, the civic, the government, and the business leaders that you've heard from tonight and are in the audience tonight. Without a significant contribution from the city, the mayor, the city council, the governor, governor's staff, and my NFL partners, many of which are here tonight, I want to thank you for your support as well for this project. And without the tenacity and dedication of our own stadium leadership team, starting with our president and CEO, Rich McKay, is sitting here, and I could name our whole staff sitting here, our coach, our general manager. Without their partnership and commitment, and without the stadium design and construction teams, we wouldn't be at this threshold this evening. So there are so many people here to thank, and it is getting dark, that I'll take personal privilege and go through and thank every one of them. No, I won't do that. But I do actually want to say this is the strongest collection of partners that I've ever worked with in a 50-year business career. I also want to take a point of personal privilege and say thank you to my family, 15 members of which are here tonight. If you would stand up and give them a round of applause for being so supportive and wonderful to me. All of you, stand, please. My family, thank you. Thank you all for being here with us. And I... At the end of this project, I hope, or I should say I know, that this project will be viewed as the most successful public-private partnership in the history of Atlanta and the history of our state. Very often, and I think the Commissioner alluded to this, Commissioner Goodell alluded to this, that stadiums are viewed from a variety of perspectives. And this is called the home of the Falcons, but it'll be much more than that. It'll be home of the Falcons, and it'll be operated by a sister company, the Falcons, but it will be iconic in every sense of the word. In the unique design, the 360-degree, 60-foot-high video board, the retractable roof, the window to the city, the adaptability to many other events. Our goal is for this building to be a landmark to the city and to the state, not just for the events, but for people to come and visit and to enjoy all the other wonderful activities that surround us where we are tonight. A few weeks ago, we had a number of visitors from the NFL who came down and studied our plans, looked at what we were doing, and they came away and they made a comment to our team president, Rich McKay, and that is that, you know, this is probably not only the best sports and entertainment venue in the United States, but maybe the best in the world. And that's a great compliment, obviously, to all the people that I've mentioned, and now we have to go ahead and build it and fulfill that dream, and I promise you that we'll do it. It also will represent the highest environmental standards that are possible in terms of sustainability on the inside and on the outside, connecting ourselves to the community in any single possible way. And because the building is uniquely designed to accommodate soccer, that allow us and give us the privilege to be awarded the 22nd Major League Soccer franchise by the commissioner and by my partners in MLS as well. The team will play in 2017, and it'll be the first sporting event that'll be held inside this unique building, and we're excited about that. And as Frank Poe said, the stadium will give us the opportunity, the Georgia World Congress Center, the opportunity to continue to host and compete the many events which the Georgia Dome and the Congress Center has done beautifully for many years, the SEC Championship, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, the Final Four, and a variety of other events, and will make Atlanta and Georgia even more competitive for both FIFA World Cup, hopefully Super Bowl, and Major League Soccer friendly matches and all-star matches as well. And for those of you that don't know from the media, and as many shakers and bakers in the audience tonight, both commissioners are sitting right up here in the front. So when I finish tonight, sometime before the evening's over, you need to make your own siege on them and talk about the importance of the Super Bowl for Atlanta and talk about MLS All-Stars for Atlanta and friendly international matches for Atlanta. So make sure you do that. They're not going anywhere. They're right up here in the front. As the mayor has said, this will be the city's largest construction project probably for the next 3 years, and it's going to create construction opportunities in the surrounding communities. the building's design and landscape, and through the work of our Family Foundation, will make tremendous difference in these West Side neighborhoods that are just to the west of where we are right now. So from the start of this project, and Frank Poe knows this, and Tim Lowe knows this, and our team president knows this, Rich McKay, we've talked about this being a dual challenge for us. The first challenge, obviously, is to build this iconic, unique stadium, sports and entertainment venue, and we're going to do that, and we will do that. But frankly, that's going to be the easiest part of the job. The more difficult part of the job is to make a lasting change in these communities in ways that we look back in years to come and say, we changed the human capital. We made a difference in people's lives. And I will tell you that as a family foundation, as a family, as an organization, and as a league, we are committed to doing that. And again, the commissioner, both commissioners alluded to that. It's not just about the game on the field. It's about the game off the field. It's about winning the Super Bowl of life or the Super Bowl of whatever version you want to call it, but making a difference in people's lives. So we're committed to doing that. We've done it for many years in these communities through our Atlanta Falcons Youth Foundation, in English Avenue, in Vine City. We've done it with our players, our Falcon players, of outreach in these communities in a variety of ways in partnership with other institutions and organizations in these communities. And this will give us an opportunity to be a catalyst for sustained real change, substantial change over a very long period of time. And we're equally excited about that opportunity. One of the first key steps is the West Side Works, which is a long-term neighborhood project. Essentially, it gives us an opportunity to train and employ people in this community, and it'll be housed in this community at a local school facility that was used as a school. Give us an opportunity to train locally, to hire locally, to have in excess of 100 people and probably substantially more of that involved in the construction of these jobs and these opportunities that we're going to present. So we're enthused about making a huge difference in terms of the facility, in terms of everything we're going to bring through MLS and through NFL here. And we're excited about being able to leverage all that. And the mayor has talked about this on a number of occasions, to leverage our investment, you know, through our commitment to the funds relating to this community, the city's commitment to invest in Atlanta, and hopefully to encourage other people in this community tonight that are sitting with us and elsewhere to involve in those investments as well. So let me close by simply saying that, you know, for me, this is a tremendous commitment for us and our family. There are many reasons that we're doing this. It's a commitment to the National Football League. It's a commitment to Major League Soccer. It's a commitment to all the wonderful sporting events and entertainment events that have been held here and will be held here for years and years to come. It represents a 48-year commitment that the NFL's had to Atlanta and the Falcons have had to Atlanta. It represents my own personal 36-year commitment, which started here in 1978 as co-founder of a great company called the Home Depot. And it gives us an opportunity to be part of an economic driver in this community. And as I said earlier, to be a participant and a stakeholder and a shoulder-to-shoulder worker in making a difference in people's lives. God bless you all for being here. We deeply appreciate everything you've done for all of us and look forward to this wonderful journey together. Thank you.